We continue our learning. We're in Shabbos Paragimel, Mishnah Beis. We're going to speak about a tanur. Tanur different than a kira. A tanur has a more intense heat. And because of that, we don't have the leniency of shahia that we had when it came to the kira regarding using stubble, kash, and gvava, as we'll see in the Mishnah. Tanur sheisi kuhu bikash v'gvava. You have a tanur. This is where we bake bread. Very intense heat. And you fired it up with stubble, with straw. Lo yitein bein mitocho bein me'al gabav. You're not allowed to put anything. You're not allowed to put, because the heat lasts so much longer, you're able to cook even when it's heated with straw and stubble. So we're afraid you're going to rake that, whatever, they're not really coals. Whatever fire is made, where there may be some sparks left from the straw, even if you sweep it away, so even if it's gara fakatim, it's not going to help. So this is what we usually use to bake bread. So you're not allowed, lo yitain, you're not allowed to place, do the shahia bein mitocho, whether inside the oven, next to the fire, bein me'al gabav, or the pot, let's say, is opening on top of the oven. I could be using a tanur for, generally use it for bread, but if I'm using it for food, this is what it's telling me that I'm not allowed to do. And we remind ourselves that we should relearn this Mishnah both through the opinion of the Rabbanan and Chananya. Chananya will be speaking about, of course, Chazara, that if I have a tanur that I fired up with kash and gvava, lo yitain means I'm not allowed to return. Ben mitachom ben gabav, according to the Chananya, though, once food has been machal ben drusoy already, so then we don't have a problem at all. So here, basically saying that gara fakatim is not going to help you, kash and gavava is still going to be a problem as well. So that is, so it's twofold. A is, it's going to be a problem even with straw and stubble, certainly if you use wood, but even if the coals, whatever coals they are, have been swept away, it's not going to help. Because it's so intense, we're afraid that you may rake the whatever fire is there in order for the food that you're cooking to be ready for Friday night. Kupach, that is the somewhere in between. Kupach only, it's not a kiraim, you don't have two, it's more like a stove in the sense that it's only one, but it's also a little bit hotter than a tanur. Kupach is somewhere in between. And therefore, the Mishnah, so it's going to have certain halachos like a tanur and certain halachos like a kira. Kupach shehi sikuhu bekashu v'gavava. Here, if you fight it up with stubble or straw, harezeh ki kiraim. It follows the rules of kiraim, and there's no problem of shehiya at all, because we're not afraid you're going to rake any coals. It's not really any coals at all. But if you fight it up with gefes, with the olives that had the oil taken out, or etzim, or wood, then it follows the rules of the tanur, and it's not going to help even if you cover the fire, even if you sweep away the coals or you cover it with ashes, it's not going to help. You're not allowed to leave the food on it. And of course, the Kone Chananya means you're not allowed to return it to the fire. Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel, Ein Nostin Beitza Bitzara Mecham Bishvil Shetiz Galgel. You're not allowed to put an egg next to a Mecham. Mecham is a kettle. And it's going to be roasted even next to the kettle, something copper or metal that's used for heating water, because it's going to be prepared. The eggs can be roasted like that. And this would be cooking midoraisa. It's a problem. Then you have another halacha. And this halacha is important, a little introduction to understand the difference between what we call toldos ha'ur and toldos ha'chama. So the halacha is, when it comes to the malacha of havara on Shabbos or cooking, so we're only speaking about cooking by heat of a fire. And that is usher, whether it's what we call the ur itself, the fire itself, or toldos ha'ur, even if it is something that was heated by fire. So let's say in this case, if my egg is going to cook, because it's very close to a hot metal pot, and that metal pot was cooked by the fire, so that is cooking d'oraisa. That's toldos ha'ur, where it's a derivative of fire, it's going to be usher. However, cooking in the sun, officially, is nothing wrong with cooking something in the sun. They get cooked in the sun, it's fine. The problem is when it comes to toldos hachama. If I have something that was heated by, let's say the dirt on the ground was heated by the sun, then I'm not allowed to use that midrabbanan. It's not d'oraisa, midrabbanan. I'm not allowed to use the dirt, the sand that was heated by the sun. And for then the reason for that is that you people may make a difference. Well, may not know the difference between I see heated ashes, I see heated dirt. I don't know what the source of the heat is. So toldos hachama is aser midrabbanan. So what the Mishnah here is teaching us is that according to the Tanakhama, v'lo yafki ena bisudarim, which means that I can't crack open an egg over if I have towels or scarves or whatever, cloths that were heated by the sun. I'm not allowed to roast the egg that way. That would be an issur d'rabbanan called toldos hachama. But if I want to cook my egg by the heat of the sun itself, that is possible. That's permissible. No one's going to confuse the sun itself with fire. Rabbi Yossi says, no, I don't have to worry. People who confuse the heat of the sun with the heat of a fire, and therefore doesn't have this gzer d'rabbanan of toldos hachama. Mishnah continues, v'lo yatminena b'chol, you're not allowed to insulate your egg in the sand, uva avak derachim, and the dirt of the roads, bishvil shetitzala, in order that it shall be roasted. So, the Mishnah here says that this is something that is not allowed even according to Rabbi Yossi. What does that mean? So, I gave these examples as a toldos hachama. Indeed, they are, but they also may be not only just confused with toldos ha'ur, because you don't see the source, all I see is the dirt, the dust, or the sand, but here is a problem that even Rabbi Yossi may have take issue with. Why would he take issue? Because the language is lo yatminena, is insulating. People confuse, people will have this problem because hatmana, as we'll learn in the fourth parak, is going to be prohibited. So even if Rabbi Yossi is not worried about toldos hachama, in this case, he would have a problem where you're completely insulating your egg in sand, that people are going to confuse heated sand with heated ashes and are going to use that. That's going to be a problem even according to Rabbi Yossi. Now, what exactly are we afraid of? So we've been discussing this issue of hatmana, but there is another issue here, and that is the issue of chol and avak derachim or muktzah. Moving muktzah, that's one potential problem in the Rabbanan, but there's also another problem. We have to be concerned, maybe a person is going to loosen, if I have sand, person may loosen sand for this purpose and violate the malach of choresh. So that's also a concern that we would have in this Mishnah, and why Rabbi Yossi then would agree with and be concerned with chol and avak derachim, even though he's not concerned with the cloth that was heated by the sun.